From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An official in Sierra Leone confirms that a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus. This just one day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Tarek Yasarevich is a spokesman for the WHO.
There are teams on the ground from the Ministry of Health, supported by international partners, and right now there is a work being done to see, to trace contacts, obviously, to see who could have been exposed, and to make sure that that all necessary measures are being done to stop this flare-up as soon as possible.
On Thursday, the World Health Organization announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak were considered Ebola-free. The Ebola epidemic in West Africa took 11,000 lives and infected more than 28,000 people. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of El Adi, some 60 kilometers south of the regional capital, Garbahari. What was believed to have been a suicide bombing was followed by a firefight with Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Though casualty numbers cannot be independently verified, Deputy Gedo Governor Mohamed Hussein Isaac told VOA that at least 40 Kenyan soldiers were killed. Al-Shabaab claims it killed more than 60 Kenyan troops. The African Union mission in Somalia, known as AMISOM, confirmed the attack but refused to give details. Al-Shabaab carried out similar attacks on African Union facilities in June and September. This is VOA. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights released a statement Friday saying a series of raids Burundian security forces conducted in December against opposition supporters' houses triggered human rights violations.
We have, for example, documented 13 cases of sexual violence against women, which began during the search and arrest operations that took place after the December events in neighborhoods perceived as supportive of the opposition.
Rupert Colleville is a spokesman for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The suggestion that an ethnic dimension is now starting to emerge is reinforced by one of the sexually abused women who said that her abuser told her she was paying the price for being a Tutsi. Another witness claimed that Tutsis were systematically killed while Hutus were spared. And in the Muramvya neighborhood of Bujumbura, according to several different witnesses, the decision to arrest people was also reportedly largely made on an ethnic basis.
Burundi has been in crisis since late April when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would run for a third term in office. The announcement set off political demonstrations that were met with violence by security forces. Taiwanese voters will pick a new president Saturday after an intense campaign focused on the island's ailing economy. Ralph Jennings has this report from Taipei.
Taiwan slipped into recession in September. Workers complain they cannot afford to buy apartments in Taipei on wages as low as $600 a month or pay to care for children and aging parents. These issues have chased Taiwan's two major party candidates as they scour the streets for votes ahead of Saturday's election. Current President Ma Ying-jeou disappointed voters by missing targets to raise salaries, lower unemployment, and increase the half-trillion-dollar GDP. Since 2008, his nationalist government has looked for economic support from China. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party candidate Tsai Ing-wen has said she would move to help Taiwan's smaller enterprises get ahead in the domestic market and overseas. Taiwan election officials will announce the new president Saturday, and the winner will take office in May, when President Ma must step down due to term limits. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
Turkish authorities have detained at least 12 academics accused of supporting terror propaganda. This after they signed a petition calling for an end to the government's crackdown on Kurdish rebels. The state-run Anadolu News Agency said they're from Koçeli University near Istanbul. The detainees are among more than 1,200 who've signed a statement condemning Turkey's deliberate massacres and deportation of Kurdish people. The petition also called for an immediate end to the use of curfews and the resumption of the peace process with the PKK, the Kurdish rebel group. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.